I'm Ernesto Mancebo.
And I'm Pavlo Paprika.
Let's start that over again. All right, everybody. I'm Ernesto Mancebo.
And I'm Pavlo Morale Martinez.
And together we are Robots versus Taxes on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yes, yes. But as of right now, shutdown's over.
It's over, folks. Yay! Woo! Woohoo! Celebrate.
Yup, dub.
those Ewoks were waiting on their paychecks. You know, it's like they can't participate in cannibalism, you know, on the cheap.
No, they can't.
You got to get just the right sauces to put on the
to put on the stormtrooper heads.
But yes, I'm super happy for all the federal workers and the furloughed workers who are able to get paid again, because we went 36 days.
35 days.
Shit. That's
35 crazy. Days into the shutdown. And then as of this recording, the airline industry was on the verge of collapse. Now, that might be hyperbole. But LaGuardia was fucking closed.
Pretty much. I think it's definitely close to the truth. I remember seeing on the news today, they were just like, yeah, LaGuardia is just like, no, we don't have enough people to track these planes, so we're just going to keep them.
Like I was telling, I don't know if I was telling you or Sabrina or both of you, that that I looked up in the sky one day, like one night when I was taking an Uber home. And I've never seen so many planes in the sky at once.
Well, that's right. You did tell us
there were like eight planes in the sky. And I was just like, what the? Oh, shit. You know? That's weird. People, that's a little weird.
People waving at each other from other planes. Yeah. Like, hey, I can see that kid over there.
Hawaii, right? Tulsa, Minnesota. You know?
And then there's like a near miss. It's like, holy shit.
Attention passengers. Sorry about that. Try not to repeat that. Whoa, hey, look out.
Just get us on the ground.
I don't know how I heard that in the cockpit. I shouldn't be able to hear that.
Oh, shit. But yeah, thank goodness. However, I mean, it's just a short-term solution, the deal. Is to keep the government temporarily open until February 15th so that they can debate.
It's my birthday.
That's right. So we'll see if your birthday is going to be the day of the second shutdown or.
Oh my God. You know, can you believe that?
That'd be something else.
You know,
I'll get you a cake that reflects that.
Yeah.
You know?
Thanks. Just have it like have little metal slats in it.
Oh, shit, man. This looks delicious. Oh, my bicuspid.
This cake took a bite out of me. but yeah, it's been, goddamn, it's been, what can I say, pro wrestling and American politics. Because, I mean, it was... Trump folding like a cheap suit.
Mm-hmm. Well, a cheaper suit.
Yeah, a cheaper suit. Trump's suit.
It's a Trump suit. It's like, how could you purportedly have that much money and never wear a suit that looks like it fits you?
Oh, it's just because he thinks it gives off a slimming effect, which it does. Somebody should tell him it does not.
No, it's like you don't know how to dress yourself effect / you're suffering from a condition.
Yeah. He's just like three douchebags piloting one person. But yeah, you know, I wasn't going to say little people because little people have more common sense than to be associating themselves with the likes of Trump.
Damn right.
But yeah, it's been really weird. Mm-hmm. It's been really just... a strange turn of events with Nancy Pelosi growing a spine.
Growing a spine?
Yeah, because Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, both of those two,
mm-hmm.
they always bucked to their Republican or bipartisan standards.
Well, okay, that's true, but that is part of the course of politics. But I feel like
more so with the Democrats, because the Republicans, you know, they if they shout hard enough, uh-huh, they get everyone to fall in line.
True. But I feel like with this particular issue, they've been hard line the entire time.
Yes, they have been.
There was something about Pelosi as soon as she stepped back into her role as Speaker of the House, where she was just like, "No, we're not doing this wall thing. We're just not." And she hasn't wavered from that. She's been really strong throughout all of this, and I fucking appreciate it.
Yeah, I saw an interview with her, like her speaking to the press.
I think she's Ray's mother.
What? She's Ray's? What do you mean Ray's mom? Oh, Ray Skywalker. Yeah. Skywalker. But yeah, no, it was interesting. She was at this press briefing or whatever. And, you know, they asked her about whether she met with the president or not. And she was like, yeah, we met with the president a few times, you know. The last time was just a photo opportunity for him to just walk out on us. So, and she, like, the sarcasm in her voice was, it was interesting.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm completely here for it. Like, it's, she's just serving the shit out.
Yeah. But look.
You know, he went into a room somewhere and totally like Kylo Ren'd his desk.
Yes.
You know, this is bullshit.
With a cheeseburger instead of a lightsaber. He's like, eh. You know, with special sauce flying everywhere. Like on George Washington's horrified face. It's like, you know, it's just staring down at Trump from his portrait.
His aide. His aides are outside of the room. They're just like, oh, God, he's having another tantrum. Somebody warm up some milk. That'll calm things down. Turn on the TV.
He's had too much Adderall. Get him some morphine.
Jeez. Oh, my God. I wonder where they keep the stash. My goodness.
I have no idea. Who do you think gives it to him? I think it's Stephen Miller. Stephen Miller is like, oh, you want to crush? I have it pre-crushed up, you know, in a little plastic baggie.
I think
he's a fucking creep.
I think he crushes it fresh on his forehead, straight into Trump's face.
Oh, the old-fashioned way. Huh?
Yeah, just like fresh off the forehead.
Yeah. He crushes it the same way Springfielders get orange juice.
Yes, and there's the requisite reference of the
day. That's right. Simpsons reference number one. Hooah.
Oh, shit. Oh, man, that was a good one.
Yeah, that was good. But thank God now, you know, government workers can return to their jobs and get paid.
Yeah. I hope you were saying this before the show. I hope that they fast track their paychecks and that they don't have to wait another 2 weeks for it to actually hit their direct deposit.
Can you imagine, like, they have to go through the fucking bureaucracy again?
That's like, I hope they have a whole bunch of temps just on standby to just process all this shit, because people need their dough right now. Yes. I don't care whether you're Democrat, Republican, like, when them bills come, you know, not even just the bills, just like buying food.
Like, yeah. That's, oh my God.
That's a painful place that nobody should be in. Like, I don't know how I'm going to buy food.
You know, what's it called? Wilbur Ross, you know, the chief of commerce. Mm-hmm. They interviewed him. They were just like, what do you say to all those people who are just, you know, who are struggling to make ends meet? He's like, I don't get it. I asked Jeeves if there's any problems, and he just gives me my mint julep and walks out of the room.
Why don't they just dip into their stores of caviar that they keep in the, you know, double-decker basements? You know? No, but seriously, he was just like, you know, he's like, their back pay is essentially a government-guaranteed loan. Why can't they just take a loan out against that? And it's just like, people, first of all, this country kind of has a bad reputation when it comes down to, you know, loans.
Yes.
You know, especially at, he was essentially advocating for all the federal workers to take payday loans.
How can our Secretary of Commerce just come out and say something so myopic that people were comparing it to Marie Antoinette.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it was. Even Pelosi said that. She was just like, that's basically the modern day of let them eat cake. Yeah. But it's when you're a billionaire and white and old, you're not connected to reality anymore.
No, of course not.
If he woke up tomorrow with our money, like you and me,
oh yeah,
he would put a gun in his mouth and pull the trigger twice.
Yes.
Because he would not want
survive
to
survive hard enough to pull the trigger twice.
Exactly. He would just
still a little brain power going.
He would know what to do. He would not know what to do.
No.
He's like, go to a supermarket.
Ketchup? Ketchup. All right.
Yes.
That's got to stop. Yes. That's Simpsons reference number two. I need to stop doing that.
Oh, I'm in way over my head here.
Out of my way. I'm a motorist.
Oh, my God. I think we saw the real life Mr. Burns today.
No, yeah, definitely. Like,
that was... today was such a shit show in terms of... what's his name getting arrested in the morning?
Roger Stone. That's the other thing. Yeah, exactly.
It's like all this shit was happening today. Like, motherfucker 45 was just like, I have to do something.
Because LaGuardia is basically closed, and the FAA was just like, we're on the verge of collapse here. Like, they sent out a memo and now fucking and then Trump came out and was just like, you know what, I'm bucking over. And then
FAA was like, we're walking onto the runway and holding up cardboard signs. We have to do something.
I saw a pilot try to push his way up into the air.
Oh, fuck.
There were like two planes hooked up to jumper cables. Like trying to squeeze out the last of the battery life. Duracell. Okay. But yeah, it was a fucking weird. It's a weird day. And also, later this afternoon, well, I don't know if by the time he's made an announcement, by the time you hear this, he's probably already made his announcement on this brisk Monday morning. But Bernie Sanders is talking about running.
All right.
Yeah. So
it's good to get the exercise.
Yes. For president.
Oh!
I'm like, he's so spry.
Yeah. It's like, geez, that's how you do it. You know, that's how he keeps going. All right.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of Democrats throwing their hats into the ring now because they're just sort of like, well, one, they're just like, well, if this guy can win.
Yeah. I mean, but that's also the big problem is that... it can't just come off as politics as usual anymore.
Yeah.
Trump has changed the game. Mm. And people want someone who is, I don't want to say in your face, but someone who in your face, you know?
I mean, here's the thing. I think that the country made this goes without saying, the country made a huge mistake last election by people getting complacent. Like, right. Half of the eligible voting population did not go out and vote. They thought that it was either in the bag or they didn't like either candidate. And now we're stuck in this mess. So I think that most people know now that whether you like the candidates or not, it's important that you vote. Because if you don't, then the worst case scenario ends up in charge.
Right.
So, you know, I'm looking at you, Pavlo.
What? Look,
if Biden ends up as the Democratic nominee,
come on, no,
I'm gonna do
stop,
it
stop,
to you.
Stop, stop.
If
man.
He ends up, you gotta. I know you don't like the guy. But
I don't. I don't. I don't.
If it's between him and Trump,
look.
I swear to God.
Like when I said, you know, people are demanding a candidate that's in your face, that doesn't mean that they're not smart. And that's also not to say that Biden isn't smart, but his time is over. He's too much of a... I don't want to say loose cannon because that also has positive connotations to it. Mm-hmm. You know, he is... Look, if you look back at his record, mm-hmm. there are a few markers in there. The most striking one that jumps out at me is his treatment of Anita Hill and that case. Mm-hmm. So right off the bat, I'm not for it. Also, to me, he represents establishment Democrats. Mm-hmm. And I'm really... honestly done with the politics as usual to establishment Democrats. This country needs an enema.
Is that what enemas sound like? Because I have no idea how those work. Anyway, look, I agree with you. He's definitely like establishment Democrats.
And he falls into Trump's traps too. Like Trump is like, you suck. And then he's like, no, you suck. And it just turns into two old coots yelling at each other.
It's true. But Biden has this temper that is just under the surface. I mean, he's a polished politician, but he can't help that part of himself that I think he'll actually scrap with somebody if given the chance. There was this moment during Trump's inauguration where Biden was standing next to Obama. And I think Pence did not come over and shake Obama's hand or something like that. And it was like an overhead shot. And I saw Biden sort of lean into Obama's ear and like whisper something and do this really hard point toward like Pence's way, like, that motherfucker purposely did not come over here. I'm going to go over there and slap the shit out of him. And Obama's just like, Biden, no. Joe, just calm down. It's okay.
That, like,
we'll catch him later.
That's the thing. Like, Biden's good for memes. Like, I love those memes of him just staring out the window. But that doth not make a good president.
Your old English is impeccable.
Sorry.
It's impeccable.
I have been studying.
You know, it's like few people know to put THs on the end of all words in order to class it up.
I get my Castilian and old English mixed up. So, yeah, I don't want it to be Biden. Here's the thing. Like, the following people are on my no vote list, right? Get ready. Cory Booker.
Okay.
Tulsi Gabbard.
All right.
Who else? Well, Joe Biden. Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is the one exception that I'll be like, if I have to settle, mm-hmm. if she becomes a front runner, which I almost suspect she will, I will vote for her. Hmm. But Kristen Gillibrand, that one too, on the fence about that.
Okay.
But my front runners are Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders.
Okay.
So
listen, if any of those people on your no vote list make it, you're still going to vote for them anyway. Oh, I'm telling you right now.
Oh, I don't want to.
And all the listeners, like, look, we're not fucking around here, okay? We're literally only 2 years into this shit show of a presidency and, like, look at everything that's happened. Like, I get it. Sometimes you got to make the hard choice and you'd rather just not make the choice. I fully understand that. However, like, we're talking about like solvency at this point. So yeah, I think the campaign slogan for 2020 is going to be like, vote, we're not asking. Like,
just this symbol is just Bane pointing the finger.
Yes. Perfect. Oh, man. Expect to see that on all our social media close to the election. I'm going to start working on that right now. Holy shit.
Vote, we're not asking. Oh, that's great.
Victory has defeated you.
And then, you know, aside from all the craziness today, that there was earlier in the week, there was Michael Cohen complaining, basically saying that he wasn't going to testify in front of Congress because he was scared of what Rudy Giuliani and Trump were implying with their threats.
Yeah, with toward his family, to his wife and his father-in-law.
Yeah.
Insinuating just because he's from the Ukraine that he's connected to criminal elements. It's just like,
motherfucker, he was your lawyer. He was your lawyer.
Like, it's like it sounds like you kind of knew back then if that's the accusation you're throwing, and yet you still kept him on.
It's mind blowing to me because, Trump, he keeps going like, witch hunt, witch hunt, witch hunt. Mm-hmm. And it's like, there's a hell of a lot of witches in this whole fucking campaign. Roger Stone. Michael Cohen, Paul Manafort, just the list goes on.
Seems like you like to hire witches. Yeah. But they subpoenaed the shit out of Cohen. I was like, they're just like, oh, no.
You ain't running. No. Even Stormy Daniels was like, hey, stop, you of a fucking pansy. I was like, God damn.
Oh, man.
Stormy Daniels, you're invited on the show anytime you want to come on down.
Yeah, for real. Like,
I won't be located anywhere near the building. You can have an interview one-on-one with our very own Ernesto Mancebo.
All right.
Yeah, right. I know it's a tough job, but you got to do it.
Hey, you know, feel sorry for me. but yeah, so that's going to happen. And I honestly wish... If we put that Cohen hearing on pay-per-view, like, I'm pretty sure that would pay for the wall in and of itself.
Oh, my God. There's so many noises going on on this recording.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like the radiator, the waves, the pipes. Just
like, screaming child.
Screaming children. It's like people are going to think that like we've got like a sound effects board that just went haywire.
Somebody just passed out and mashed their face into the board.
But yeah. So, do we dare continue on this road?
Which road?
You know that road. You know exactly where it leads. Come on, man. Let's talk about The Matrix.
All right. El Matrix.
La Matrix. Oh, but there is one more thing that we got to address before we keep going. As of right now, the U.S. has involved itself in Venezuela's political strife.
I gotta admit, I have not been following that as closely as I should have.
Well, it's just a clusterfuck of bad situations. So, you know, they have a president, Maduro, right? Who is basically taking...
I'm not going to make the same joke I did a few episodes ago.
I don't know what joke that was. I'm sure you'll refresh my memory.
I'll do it off air.
Okay. But Maduro, right, he's essentially a dictator. Mm-hmm. In Venezuela. He basically made it so that no one can really oppose him. And he's a bastard. Hmm. The problem is that the good old US of A has decided to see his political opponent, this guy named Gaudio, mm-hmm. right? Who he announced himself as... the president, which is really weird.
Gaudio.
Okay. He was like, I'm president. I'm swearing myself in.
People can do that?
I didn't know people could do that, but, you know, I don't know.
All right.
So
I own this building. There. It's done.
But yeah, damn, now I owe you rent.
Yeah.
Give me a few weeks.
Break it on it, buddy. All of it in beans.
Damn it. I hate them beans. But yeah, so now the United States recognizes Galileo as the president and is offering to send him funds.
Oh, shit.
So in turn, Maduro was like, no, fuck that shit. You know, get the fuck out of my country. And he's ordering all of the U.S. ambassadors and anybody associated with the U.S. embassy to get the fuck out of Venezuela.
Oh, shit.
And now, to make matters more complicated, Putin is backing Maduro. So, it's just awful. Yeah. Everything is awful.
Oh, no. This is the start of World War III right here.
Yeah,
that's,
no.
This is what
I mean,
this
no.
is.
To me, it just looks like, really? You think so?
This is the end. Yeah. No.
I just think it's Latin American politics as usual. Mm. You know, everything is a clusterfuck, and then the United States goes in, and it's just like, you know what would make this even worse? Oh, hear me out.
Us.
Yeah. And then they just sucker punch somebody, and they're just like, eh, you didn't think I'd do that, did you? Maybe you did. Maybe you didn't.
I like yeah. that cross section that you're doing here. Yeah, no, I think this is the end. I think eventually
a good run.
Some sort of blockade will be enacted. Tensions will rise. Some sort of anti-missile system will be reactivated somewhere. And we'll be back to Cuban Missile Crisis, but it'll be the Venezuelan Maduro muckluck. And then, which will escalate, and then,
yeah,
then you know.
Yeah.
Missiles in the air.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
You know, I was hoping you wouldn't say that this time, and then you did, and I still was taken aback.
You know, it's, you gotta, there are certain things in this world that you can depend on. Taxes.
Robots.
Very spicy shits.
Oh, yeah. I just had one of those.
Yeah. It's,
sorry.
No. The world wanted to know. We all wanted to know. That
I had too much Chipotle sauce on my sandwich this afternoon. I miss Dracula.
Jesus.
I'm sad that he didn't make it to the show.
Well, you know, he's got, you know, things to do. Yeah. People to suck. You
yeah.
know, so.
Ah, well. But yeah. I'm Pablo Morale Martinez.
And I'm Ernesto Mancibo.
And together we are
Robots versus Taxes on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yes. Are you feeling a little drunk off this yet?
It's feeling good, you know. Really? We're folks, we're drinking Old Forester while recording this show, and I got to tell you, I feel like we should either be getting ready for a old Western shootout.
Yeah.
Or cutting off somebody's gangrenous leg. It's that kind of liquor.
Agreed.
Yeah.
We're about to fight for the union with this. It was 86 proof in 1971. How poisonous do you think this is? I'm hoping that I haven't drunk enough that I turn to you eventually at some point. It's like, and that's our show. I'm blind. You know? And I'm blind too. And together we are blind.
Shit. I was going to make editing the show really hard. Our shows might just be unedited from this point out.
Like, baby, am I ever, did I cut this right? She's like, you're working the stove. The house is on fire. No, babe, that's just the Northern Lights.
Is it? That's like the fourth or fifth Simpsons reference tonight. Wow. But seriously, though, that bottle should have like skull and crossbones on it somewhere because it's getting to that point.
Yeah, it definitely is. Well, we'll find out if we start going into pirate mode. Yarr!
Yarr!
That Nancy Pelosi is really good. Yar. Fighting with the battle axe.
And you can't forget about her friend, Schumer.
Schumer. Let's hear it for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Yar. Okay, that's enough pirate.
Yeah. That's how we roll. Yeah. That's how we roll. I want the Matrix to come back.
Me too.
I'm sorry. I wish we could tell you guys, like, oh, we've heard some news in the interwebs that they're working on. Not anything that we haven't, you know, mentioned in prior episodes, but I just watched the Animatrix again.
Okay.
Like a week ago. And like, I don't understand why they can't just do that in the interim to just keep the stories going, you know?
Do you have a favorite of those that have just stood the test of time?
There's so many of those. I love those. But I got to say, my favorite are The Second Renaissance Part 1 and 2.
Okay. Mine is still, it's the one that looks like it's from the samurai era. It looks like it's animated by the people who did Ninja Scroll.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
That one is my favorite.
That one, shit, man. I think when they were promoting that DVD, I think that might have been one of the episodes they released online for people to download and check out and like get their taste going for the rest of the DVD. So I remember seeing that one first and thinking to myself, this is going to be the shit.
Yeah.
You know, because they captured the essence of the Matrix so perfectly with the action, with the drama and like the superhuman abilities and stuff like that. And the philosophy, like, you know, I'm going back into the Matrix and I want you to come with me. It's just like, oh, shit.
Oh, man. Yeah. When that dude, what's his name? The guy dressed in all the armor. Duo. That was what his name was.
Yes. Yes. So good.
Yeah.
So good. And I remember, oh, God, I remember that DVD got me so excited about the coming Matrix movies that I went to go see that movie Dreamcatcher, that terrible, terrible movie Dreamcatcher.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because before that movie started, they had attached the final flight of the Osiris.
Get out of here, really?
They did. They did. And they were just like, catch a pre-screening of Final Flight of the Osiris if you go see Dreamcatcher. So went and saw that. And
I didn't even know that. I would have totally seen that instead of waiting for it to come to cable and then just sitting down and not believing the eyebrows on Morgan Freeman's face. Do you remember Morgan? Oh,
God.
It was like somebody blew up a Santa beard.
A Santa beard.
And then just stuck it to his face.
It was ridiculous. He must have walked around that set either chuckling or really angry the entire time. Yeah. Just, it's like, this is who I'm supposed to be.
Ass weasels and such.
Oh, God. But yeah.
This movie suffers from too many ass weasels.
I went and saw that terrible movie just to catch that preview of Final Fight of the Osiris. And it was worth it. Well, look. I'm glad I saw Final Fight of the Osiris. I'll say that.
Okay.
You know, the movie. I Duddits.
My God, Duddits. That was Marky Mark's. That was the kid that guy who played Duddits.
Mm-hmm.
Duddits. What the fuck? But he was the guy from New Kids on the Block, right? Marky Mark's brother.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the second time I'm bringing that guy up, because at work I brought him up because he's the guy that shot Bruce Willis in Sixth Sense.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Duddits shot Bruce Willis. He's like, oh, Duddits.
Bang.
You're dead, but you won't understand.
Oh,
you
know? Shit. Oh, wait. Was he the kid in The Sixth Sense? No.
No, he was the guy that grew up and shot Bruce Willis before the movie started. Remember? But, and that's how you know Bruce Willis is dead, because he didn't survive the gunshot.
Oh, okay. Right, right.
So for some reason, that movie is fresh. Yeah, I know, right? Spoilers for The Sixth Sense.
20 years later?
I feel like The Sixth Sense falls into that realm of movie where it's just like, come on, everybody knows Rosebud is like fucking, hit, you know, Charles Foster Kane's sled.
Yeah.
You know? Rosebud. But yeah, that's Marky Mark's brother.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at you with the movie trivia.
I know. Oh man. We should go to trivia night one day. Where? I don't know. Invite us out, Radio Free Brooklyn.
We should hold a Simpsons trivia night.
I know where they hold one.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they hold it in Williamsburg. We have to travel all the way out there to rock the shit out of some hipsters.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell fucking yeah. And since New York has decided not to go through with shutting down the L line and stranding thousands of people in...
mostly hipsters.
Mostly hipsters, yeah. in North Brooklyn, South Queens. I guess we'll be able to get there and get the fuck out as well. So,
yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Cool. But yeah, so if the Wachowskis are listening to our podcast, which we know they are, please, like, do something. Bring back any part of the Matrix.
Yes, please. Hand it over to Gareth Evans.
Oh, my God.
Just hand it over. He can do an amazing job with it.
He'll do it.
He'll do it.
Oh, shit. Put us in the movie and just have us get our asses kicked. Like, just, we'd be honored. We'd literally be honored.
Oh man, yeah. I was rewatching it the other night, and I was still kind of amazed because, like, you know, I saw the trailer for John Wick 3, and then I was just like, "I'm gonna watch The Matrix now."
Yeah.
And, and you know, I'm watching it, and I'm just like, you know, people can make fun of the whole the 90s style of it all, and like the clothes and. You know, the leather fetish stuff. But man, that movie's just solid movie, like filmmaking, you know?
I'm surprised that we haven't made a fan film. We should.
We should.
We really should. I mean, people make.
You have some clothes that are very Matrix like, I have to say.
I do?
Yeah, you do. Because I remember, all right, listeners, a while back I made a student film where. It was about a hitman that was on the run.
Oh, that's right. You can never go home again. Yeah.
And my co-host here was the new hitman on the block that took out the main character. And you were dressed like.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I remember. You had
the black suit and the red shirt. Yeah, the red shirt and the red tie. Looked cool as shit, man. Oh, and I was just like, damn, dude. You look like you would fit right in there.
That was great. You had me wear sunglasses as well.
Yeah.
Shit, man. I forgot about that. Oh. Yeah, we got to make a fan. I mean, if fucking Star Wars can make that shit, we can.
Oh, yeah. Shards of. Yeah, but the thing about making a Matrix fan film is that it's going to cost like crazy money, because it's like you got to put the ship in there. And it's, you know, it's not like, you know. It's not as easy as being like jumping up on somebody's, you know, chair and just being like, surprise, asshole. Bet you never saw this coming. Did you?
All right. I mean, there are some logistics here, but I think we can definitely do it.
Yeah,
absolutely. Just get a few cool locations. Get our video editor to, you know, tint the Matrix green.
Tint it all green.
Yeah, so.
Oh my God. That'd be great.
Oh man.
Yeah, man. Damn, that movie came out in 1999, right?
1999. It is now. Oh God. 20 years.
Really?
1999.
And oh, yeah.
It's 2019 now. 20 years.
fuck's sake, man.
Shit. I remember still going to see that movie for the first time. I took my girlfriend at the time, and it was at the close to the beginning, and she wanted something from the concession stand. So I was just like, you know, okay. So I got up.
I guess I want to get laid tonight.
Yes. So I got up, and it was like right at the beginning, and I, you know, got some stuff. And when I sat down again, she was just like, "You missed some really cool shit." And it was the Trinity fight.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm just like, "Oh." And yeah. So, but you know, the rest of the movie was really dope. And then I was so like taken in by the movie. I think I went back like a day or two later to see it again. And you know, I was sitting there at the beginning. I was just like, "All right, so what did I miss?" And when I saw that Trinity shot,
what you missed was, you give me any of that Juris My Diction crap, cram it up your ass. It's like, who says that?
Apparently, you know.
That cop did.
That cop, you know, faux NYPD yeah. or whatever like that. But it was cool as fuck, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I must have seen that in the theaters at least five times. And then as soon as it came out on VHS, for our younger listeners, VHS were giant cassettes.
Yes.
In which
for all those hipsters that collect cassettes, it's like they were bigger cassettes. Now you would stick into a square Blu-ray player that only played those cassettes. It's like a big Walkman.
A monstrous machine that would make all sorts of sounds that had gears in it and cables. I'm pretty sure it was nuclear powered. Like it
was, there was a little hamster that would get up on a wheel and just like legs would jack to the nines. Oh, and it was always Be Kind to Rewind, man. Those were the days.
We had something that was called tracking on our VHSs. It had to do something with the magnetic heads within the unit, that if they didn't line up correctly, you would just play with this button and make the snow
just fade away.
Yeah.
And then, you know, which, you know, sometimes that snow would be annoying, but if you're watching porno, you know, in your parents' basement, man, that snow was a lifesaver. What you watching? I'm watching Star Wars. I'm watching Empire. It's the part where Leia is
getting interrogated. Yeah, getting interrogated. Vigorously.
Darth Vader and such. Oh, man. I had pornos and I had Jurassic Park and Batman 89, and I only had two pornos, and I would constantly like switch them. And sometimes my mom would she'd be like, "I want to watch the dinosaur movie," and then I'd realize too late, like too late that I was sticking the porno into the VCR. And then I'd be like, "Oh, this isn't the movie." She's like, "But it was in the box," and I'd be like, "No, it's the wrong movie."
Jesus,
these are home videos.
And then you quickly just ate the cassette. Yeah.
Man, I must have rewound that. That Agent Smith. You thought I was gonna say like a porno scene. We're way past that, but that Agent Smith versus Neo fight. That Morpheus versus Neo fight like 100 times.
My God.
Just because like I love the part where Mouse goes like, "Morpheus is fucking Neo."
Everybody's like, "Oh shit, we gotta go see this," you know.
And I remember that thrill in the theater that I used to get. Well, that I got the first time that I watched it, where I was just like, "I'm excited for two characters that I've never even heard of fighting."
Yep.
And God damn, man. It's like, it's just the sound of like, I can remember distinctly the sound that my VCR would make as I put in the videotape. It would say like, "Thank God it isn't that other tape."
Oh shit.
Oh, man. Tired of your cummy-ass fingers, Pablo.
Oh, man. There's enough genetic material sitting in VCRs and remote controls somewhere.
I'm amazed they didn't, like, come to life at some point.
I become, like, robotic versions of us. Oh, my God.
Like, Pee-wee's Playhouse, like, gone insane.
Oh, shit.
Oh. You came in me, bitch.
I think that should be a fan film as well.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So, John Wick 3.
Yes.
Was that trailer not insane? Like, I wanted to come out. Like yesterday, like it got me excited when they were doing the countdown to like him being officially excommunicated. Oh my God. I was just like, this is it. This is it.
That was a movie that initially the first time I saw it, it didn't wow me. Oh. But like, I was just like, you know, let me watch that again. And I thought some of it was pretty cool. And then I watched it again. And I was just like, wow, this movie, it gets better the more I watch it. just because I was intrigued by the whole, Selenia. Oh no, the Selenia's Pickle Rick. Baba Yaga. I just realized that. Pickle Rick, that whole thing was a reference to John Wick. John Wick, Pickle Rick. Oh my God, how is this happening to me?
It's the Matrix. Yeah. Everything is coming together.
I like touch the mic, it becomes liquid. And I'm like, ah!
Now tank, now.
Yeah. Got him. I got a luck. He's going into defibrillation. Defibrillation. Oh, that's a tough word to say when you're... Damn. Actors, right? They don't have to stumble over their words because they're drunk on whiskey. No, for that, you come to the professionalism of podcasters.
That's right.
Radio Free Brooklyn DJs.
That's right. Radio Free Brooklyn, where there's no oversight, really, to be honest.
We're sandwiched in between two smart political shows. That still boggles my mind. I bring it up almost every episode, but it hasn't lost its touch with me.
It's our situation.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So yeah, definitely looking forward to
John Wick 3.
John Wick 3.
There's a part in that trailer where John Wick, at his wit's end that he's run out of bullets, just picks up his fucking rifle and chucks it at a dude and knocks the shit out of him. And I was just like, wow, this is going to be great. Because if he's like, fuck, you know? I want to see that. I just want to see him be like, God damn, it's not enough that you take my bullets.
Oh, but speaking of the other Keanu Reeves property that's out in theaters now. What's it called?
What, that fucking straight to DVD thing? Replicas?
Yeah. Is it straight to DVD or is it actually in theaters?
I don't think it's in theaters. If it's in theaters, I'd be surprised.
I think it was in theaters, and they just took it out. It was doing that badly.
Nah.
Yeah, so...
I heard it's bad. But I heard it's good bad, so I can't... I actually want to check that out one day for bad movie night.
We gotta do it. We gotta do it.
But tonight, we're gonna watch Life Force.
Yes! Life Force.
Intergalactic vampires.
Is there any better kind?
Intergalactic naked sex vampires.
Well, I mean, the last two parts were just assumed, you know. I mean, if you're going to be an intergalactic vampire, I just assume there would be nakedness and sex. So,
yes.
You know, otherwise, what's the point, you know?
I've never seen it. I've heard it's fucking nuts. So.
It's probably nucking futs, too.
Agreed.
Whiskey.
Nugget Futz. I feel like I'm going to turn into fucking 89 Joker to just laugh out of the room and be like, Nugget Futz. That's another classic I was watching. I watched back to back Batman 89 and The Matrix. Weird funk when you have that double feature.
Wow.
Yeah. Because it jumps, it has that weird like kind of like it doesn't exist in any time period, but it's obviously like kind of made in the 80s.
Oh my god. It in the 80s style. I mean,
Vicky Vale with that hair.
Oh. And still, like, iconic yet forgettable for some reason.
What? Vicky Vale?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, she wasn't, like, they didn't give her any, like, awesome lines. Except for, like, the fact that, like, she screams so crazy in that movie.
Well, that actress is known for her screams.
Really?
So, yeah, yeah. She was in, Splash. No, she wasn't in Splash.
No, that was Daryl Hannah.
Right, but she... Oh, what's that actress's name?
Who, Kim Basinger?
Yeah, Kim Basinger. Yeah, she's known for that.
Okay.
For that scream.
Scream queen?
Scream queen, yeah. But have they ever used the character of Vicky Vale ever again
after that movie?
Huh. I think she's primed for a return.
She should. And that's weird because we just chat on her character. Yeah, we're just like her character was like all right.
Well, I mean, you know, the characters who were just all right back in the day can always be redone to be like, I don't know, something cool.
Yeah, I mean, like that's also a thing that I felt like should have been done with Mission Impossible. Like, I feel like there was so many characters. Oh, fuck it, I'm just gonna say Paula Patton. They should just bring Paula Patton back into Mission Impossible. I haven't seen her in a movie in a while, and I'm just like, the world needs more Paula Patton. What the fuck?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
She's fucking cool.
Yeah.
She should be in John Wick 3.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Just put everybody into John Wick 3 and somehow connect it into Marvel.
Oh, no. It wouldn't exist in Marvel.
Anything can exist in Marvel. True. Because they can do anything that they fucking want at this point.
Keanu Reeves wanted to be Wolverine, and I was like, he's not Wolverine.
Yeah, no.
He's too slim to be Wolverine. Wolverine's kind of like old burly.
Yeah, and I just don't... Keanu Reeves can be intense, but I don't know if he can be Wolverine intense.
No, he can't be.
Yeah. I mean, I could be wrong, but I'm probably not, so...
I mean, I don't know. He's good as John Wick. That's about as fierce as he gets.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Which is great.
Yeah, like, shit. And it's great. I was suggesting on the Facebook and Instagram pages that he'd be great as Adam Warlock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
They dye his hair like crazy blonde, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, yeah, I could definitely see that.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see.
He would also be a pretty... No, would he be Reed Richards? No.
No. I'm still hoping... I'm still holding out hope for... what's his name from A Quiet Place?
Oh, John Krasinski is fucking... Like...
As
Reed Richards? Yeah, I see that.
Yeah,
See that. Oh, man.
As long as he doesn't look into the camera and make, like, you know, shrug faces. Oh, like, yeah.
He's from Jim from The Office. I know there's that meme where he's just like staring intently outside. All right. We got to wrap the show up, buddy.
All right. Cool. Well, thanks for being with us, guys. If you are a federal worker, we hope that you're enjoying our podcast on your way back to work.
Yeah.
This Monday. So
we salute you.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Hopefully, our leaders, quote unquote, won't put you in this situation for a very long time, if ever. Because since we're the only first world nation that does this shit, shuts down the government over politics.
Over a fucking wall.
You know, over politics in general. Like, other countries don't do this. So, But anywho, thanks for listening this week. And from both of us, I'm Ernesto Mancibo.
And I'm Pablo Morale Martinez.
And together we are Robots versus Texas on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Be sure to follow us on all social media and write us a review on iTunes.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Yes. And, you know, from both of us here, you could try, you know, while you're out there, you could try and keep it real.
But you should try keeping it right. Song of the week.
See, I traded my plot of land for a